All right, time now for our Spotlight Date of the Week.
The Worst Date Wednesday Spotlight Date of the Week on 101.3 KDWB.
All right, we actually have her on the phone. This is very exciting. Are we allowed to use your name?
Sure, I guess so.
If you don't want me to, I can make up a fake one really quick.
Oh, that's okay.
All right, Trisha it is then. Okay, Trisha, tell us about your horrible date.
Okay, so this was a long time ago, but it was actually our third date, and I actually really liked this guy so far. We had a bunch of really cool dates so far, but we had a day date, which was also really cool, and we went back to his house afterwards to watch a movie. So we were back at his place, and we were actually watching Wedding Crashers of all movies.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And we're about halfway through the movie, and all of a sudden, I hear there's, like, a knocking on the window. And I was startled because we were on the couch that was, like, right up against the wall. That's, like, where the window's at.
Oh, okay,
it was, like,
yeah.
Right in my ear. So I, like, jump, and he immediately, like, puts his hand over my mouth, and he's like, "Oh, my gosh, be quiet." And I was like, "What the heck? Who is this?" And he's like, "I think it's my ex-girlfriend."
Oh, God.
And I wasn't, when he said that, I wasn't super shocked because I do remember in previous dates, he had, like, mentioned that he had kind of a crazy ex who showed up at his work once. Mm. And, like, he had to have security remove her.
Oh,
and
God.
So it was kind of crazy. But I was also, like, not expecting this at all. So I was like, okay. So I'm just, like, frozen and, like, we just kind of sat there for a minute and, like, she just kept pounding on the window and she was, like, screaming, like, "Come, let me in, like, come out here, talk to me, like, who do you have in there?"
Oh, gosh.
And just, like, screaming, and I'm like, "Oh, my gosh, what should we do?" And he's like, "Just be quiet, be quiet. I don't think she won't know that we're here." And I'm like, I mean, all the lights are on and, like, my car's in the driveway, so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she's going to put two and two together.
Okay, so I just kind of sat there. And, like, it does eventually stop, and then it was quiet for, like, probably 5 minutes, and I'm thinking, okay, maybe she did go away. Well, no, then his phone starts blowing up, and he's getting, like, all sorts of calls and text messages, and it turns out it was her mom, and she was, like, begging him to, like, talk to her because he had, like, blocked her number or something, and she was like, "I think she's gone off the deep end, like, I just need you to talk to her and calm her down," and he's like, "Oh, don't worry about it, I'm just going to ignore it, like, it'll all go away." And I'm like, "I don't think this is going to go away."
That's so awkward.
So then about 5 minutes of that, then all of a sudden the front doorknob starts, like, jiggling, but, like, the door was locked, so nothing happened. I was like, "Oh, my gosh, is this seriously happening?" Well, then it sounds like she started, like, pelting her body at the front door.
Like, straight out of a movie trying to break the door down?
Yeah.
What is happening? Well, he jumps up then, and he, like, runs to the garage door, and he's like, because the garage door was open, but, like, the door to the house wasn't, obviously, so he, like, jumps up and he locks it, and he sits back down, and then he decides to turn the light off. Like, I mean, that's gonna do
anything. Yeah, that, no, that is not help.
So then after she gives up on the front door, she does go to the garage door and starts jiggling that. And that was locked. Well, then finally all that stops and, like, it's quiet. This whole time, by the way, she's, like, screaming, like, "Let me in," like, "Who's in there with you?" Like, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, frozen at the point. I'm like, no idea what to do.
So did she ever leave?
No, she didn't.
So did you leave then?
Like, there was a 10-minute gap where it was quiet and I thought it was over. Well, then all of a sudden in the door across, we're in, like, the living room. In the room across from us, there's, like, a separate, like, office room and a door. Well, all of a sudden we hear this crash and glass breaking. And he jumps up and goes into the other room and shuts the door. And I just proceed to hear all sorts of shouting from the two of them. So the girl had broken the window and climbed in the house.
Wow.
In the room with my date, like, they were screaming at each other, like, she was just, like, all sorts of craziness. Well, after, like, 10 minutes of that, I decided, like, maybe I should, like, call the police or something. I'm like, I didn't know what to do. I was still frozen. So I, like, kind of peeked in the door, and, like, that was the wrong thing to do because, well, she was, like, covered in blood and glass.
Oh,
like,
God.
It looked like a murder scene. It was insane. And I was like, do you want me to call the police or something? And she freaked out. That made her freak out on me. And she, like, lunged. Like, luckily, he, like, grabbed her.
Oh, God.
And she was screaming at me. She was like, he told me about you. And, like, he said that you're ugly. And he's never going to love you like me. And, like, it was just all
right. Crazy. So, at this point, I'm assuming you did leave, though. And you went about... Like, and then you, I know you agreed to go on another date with him after all of this, but you said the spark just wasn't there after that, because that is, that'll stick with you.
Yeah, it was like, I didn't talk to him for 2 weeks, and then like 2 weeks went by, and he texted me, and he's like, can we hang out again? And I, against my better judgment, I said yes, but yeah, it was, that was the last and final time.
Oh, that is a memorable awful date.
I
oh,
mean,
man.
Unfortunate for him, because obviously, like, he wasn't
his
causing
fault.
The
yeah.
issues. But yeah, I feel like I would have been like, yeah, I don't think this is gonna work out.
I would not want that in my life.
No.
Gotta figure that out. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling and being a part of Worst Date Wednesday. Have things progressed and gotten better in your life? Less crazy exes showing up?
Oh man, I could fill a book with them.
Oh no, Trisha! Well, email me again, more stories.
Yeah, we'll have you on next week. All right. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.